JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. On today's program, preparations in high gear to celebrate the birthday of Sir Alexander Bustamante. And if you find yourself without browning, stick around to find out the easy homemade alternative in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. February 24 will mark the 130th birthday of national hero Sir Alexander Bustamante, and several activities have been planned to commemorate this special occasion. Our reporter Brian Miller tells us more.
Plans are in high gear to commemorate the 130th anniversary of the birth of national hero Right Excellent Sir Alexander Bustamante, to be held on February 24th at his birthplace in Blenheim, Hanover. Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC Regional Manager Natalie Morris, says a planning committee comprising civic, political, and other representatives in the parish has been meeting and all is now in place for the event.
The event will take place in the form of a civic ceremony, concert, and exhibition. And this is a joint celebration and collaboration between the JCDC, the Hanover Parish Council, and the Jamaican National Heritage Church, and several other agencies of government who have joined forces to really celebrate our national hero, Sir Alexander Bustamante.
JCDC Regional Manager Natalie Morris. She says the civic ceremony is slated to begin at 11 a.m. and is open to the public. Sir Alexander Bustamante was born on February 24, 1884, and became the first Prime Minister of independent Jamaica in 1962. He retired from active politics in 1967 and died on August 6, 1977, at the age of 93 years. He was made a national hero on October 18, 1969. Brian Miller reporting from Lucy Hanover for Roundabout JA.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. The Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is the roadmap for making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Photographers, come out to a training session on the required standards for passport photographs. Thursday, February 20 at the Terra Nova Hotel at 10 a.m. Register early. Send your name, address, and telephone number to passportphotos@pica.gov.jm. Limited space available.
Passport, Immigration, and Citizenship Agency.
And on the community notice board, Macaulay Primary were crowned primary champions of the St. Catherine in Sports Football Festival, played at the Jamaica Broilers Sports Complex at Spring Village on February 14. And the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is hosting a public consultation on the Climate Change Framework Policy and Action Plan at the Wexford Hotel in Montego Bay this Wednesday, February 18, starting at 9:30 a.m. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
One of my glimpses of Jamaica is using sugar as browning. Back in the days, we used to burn the sugar and add water to it. It gives us a nice, rich black color, and it looks very much like the browning that we use these days. We were very creative back then, and our meat used to be very brown and pretty.
Who knew burnt sugar was an alternative to browning? Well, if you know of any Jamaican tricks and trades, send them to us along with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. That's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.